And the background music of Larry Razavi and his out-of-town checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, playing right there. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Our theme wrapping up right there. We're at 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading of 36 degrees. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And like I said, we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Dave Molitor. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Real good, Cyril.
And I understand that you are not home today. You are on vacation or traveling. Where are you at today, Dave?
I'm down in Mission, Texas for the winter.
Oh, you are. So you've been there for a little bit already, huh?
When did we get here? Just before Christmas.
Oh, good for you. So what are the conditions like in Mission, Texas this morning?
Oh, right now it's calm and it's about 75, I'm guessing.
Oh, my. Well, then, have you heard what the forecast is up here in Minnesota?
Yes, I heard it's not good.
Right now, we got 36 degrees, sunshine, and breeze out of the northwest at 15 miles per hour or so. So it's not too bad right now. But tonight, we have a winter storm watch starting in, and they're talking 14 to 18 inches of snow by Tuesday night. So if it matures and comes through this way, I'm sure you've probably seen a few of those in your lifetime when you spent your winters up here in Minnesota.
Oh, I sure did.
Well, Dave, where were you born and raised?
I was born and raised in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and lived on Grand Lake almost all my life.
Okay, very good. And your folks were who?
Harold and Evelyn Molitor. They had the flooring business on the lake.
Okay.
And actually, that's how I got started in the music business. Is my father and mother, we traded flooring for music lessons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's how we started, and we started a Molitor family band after I accomplished concertina. And after that, I went into other bands like the Arnie Wolf Band.
Okay.
And from the Deutschmeisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I played drums at that time.
Okay.
And then I played in the band Hickory.
Yeah.
And that was Ron and Anita Westrup.
Mm-hmm.
And Jolly Jay from Jay Patterson. And it was Pat Kapinski who played accordion with him.
Okay.
And I also played in a band called Crosswind. Jeff Wood, Gary Burt, and Terry Cosell on bass. And, there was one more band after that I played in.
Okay.
It was called the Rockville Boomers.
Oh.
Dave Manaville, Bob Mahold, and Janie on the keyboard, and myself on the drums. So that was my musical career.
Yeah, yeah. So how old were you when you started in?
I was about 12 years old. That would be 1967.
Self-taught, or did you take lessons?
Yeah, I took them from Betty Wolf.
Oh, you did too. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. 12 years old. Okay. And did you get to any of those concertina displays that they used to put on end of January at the Granite City Coliseum? Do you remember those back in the days?
Yeah, I did make a few of those.
You did? Okay. Yeah, those were fun times. I know I was there. I remember Mickey Wolf was young at that time, so I got up there and played concertina, and Mickey would drum for me. Of course, the evening ended up, and we were still too young to stay back in those days, so the evening would always end up with a battle of bands with the Deutschmeisters and George Savatches, and of course, my dad was the drummer at that time for the Deutschmeisters, so I always got to hear about it, but yeah, that was a great time. In the music business, I mean, things were really booming. So you were part of it too.
Yeah, Mickey Wolf was my friend at the time too. We hung around too.
Okay, very good, good.
Fun times.
You bet. So, how'd you transfer to drums then? Did somebody teach you there, or did you self-taught, or how did that work?
You know, I think Mickey Wolf showed me how to play drums, and I went from there, and then I was self-taught after that.
Okay. Okay. You still have your drums yet these days?
I do. I have them with here in Mission, Texas, but I never found a band yet that I'd be able to play with.
Jam along with. Yeah. Yeah. What brand are you carrying these days?
Oh, I'm not playing in a band.
No, I say, but what brand of drums? What's the name?
Oh, drums?
Yeah.
Well, I have a small electronic drum set called Roland.
Okay. Very good. Very good. Yeah. Back in the days, my dad had Ludwigs, and so I learned on those. And then I bought a set of Rogers, and so those are the two kits that I have right now. So.
Okay.
You still keep a concertina on hand, too?
I do. That's my career now. I'm playing for my grandkids.
Okay.
7 grandkids.
What concertina do you have, Dave?
I have right with me, I have a little Stratty.
Okay. Very good.
Just the other day, I took it apart and I noticed that it was put together by Christy Hengel.
Oh, really? Wow.
And he signed it inside.
Is that right?
I thought that was pretty neat.
Yes, pretty awesome. Yeah. Well, over the years, you said you played family band. Who were the brothers and sisters? Who were the members of the family band?
It was my sister Joyce. Mm-hmm. She played clarinet, and my brother Marvin played the drum.
Okay, so you did like three-piece then?
Three-piece, and we played like Legions and Wayside Inn was one in Monticello. It's been so long. My mom's name was Evelyn. It was just a three-piece, and we just played area. We did do some nursing homes as well.
Okay, very good. And back in those days, of course, when you weren't playing, did you go out to the dances too, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, like all of us did?
Yeah. Ballrooms, which are kind of a thing of the past.
Yeah. But, wasn't that great? I mean, when you look back, I don't know, what year did you graduate from high school, Dave?
1973, from
Tech.
Three.
Okay, so from Tech? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and I'm a 70 graduate, so probably 3 years older than you. But, you know, back in those days, you could pick up a copy of the local newspaper there, the Times or whatever, and there'd be, two, three pages of entertainment opportunities for the weekend. You could go to New Munich and see maybe Ivan Kale, and you could go to Richmond and see Elmer Scheid, go to the fairgrounds or the Coliseum and see the Deutschmeisters, Granateers. I mean, you had choices all over the place where you didn't know which one you wanted to go to first. Now, if one of them would be playing, everybody'd be piled in and going to that particular location. But like you said, there's just not much happening anymore.
Yeah, almost all those buildings are gone. Well, there's one in Richmond that's still there.
Yep, the old Riverside Coliseum, they call it. And that's just about 100 years old now, they tell me. But if you have an occasion there, you can hire a band and come in there and have music. But the proprietors aren't, opting for music anymore. It's a tough business to try to make a go of it, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that things have changed.
It really has. You bet. Well, good. So a little bit about the family there. So along the way, you met a gal by the name of Marlene, huh?
Marlene's my wife for 45 years.
45, good for you. And she's kind of a notoriety or celebrity. So she's a Stang girl, right?
Yes, she is.
And her brother is Father Mark Stang.
That's right. That's correct. He's a chaplain at the St. Cloud Hospital at this time.
Oh, that's neat. And he by himself has quite a story. I mean, he's a cancer survivor. And that's been quite a ride, too, for him.
Yes, it was. I'm a cancer survivor, too. In 1960, I had cancer.
Really? I did not know that.
2016.
Okay. Skin cancer, or what kind did you have, Dave?
I had colon cancer.
Okay. Yeah, there's a number of them that are very common nowadays. Prostate is another one that seems to hit the guys. And so far, I've escaped that, but I've got a brother that had it. So, it's great when you're a survivor because you probably went through the treatments and things are good right now.
Yeah, I'm cancer free. The only thing I'm left with is neuropathy in my feet and hands.
Okay.
And that kind of slowed me up a little bit for a while. With the concertina, it was kind of hard to play with neuropathy and drums as well. Neuropathy affects your feet.
You bet.
Yeah. But I'm good now.
Well, yeah, good.
No complaints. I'm happy.
Good. Are you retired then from your weekday job, your carpeting and that? That was pretty much your full-time job for a number of years, huh?
Yep. I got five other brothers that are still in the business on the south side of Grand Lake, and I'm retired now for the one whole year.
Okay. And are you the oldest one?
I am.
You are. Okay. How many more are in the family?
There's five other brothers and two sisters.
Okay. So. And mom and dad have both gone now?
No. My mother passed away in 2016, and my dad is still, he's in the Cold Spring Nursing Home.
Okay. Very good.
He's 92.
And still got a strong mind yet? He knows what's happening yet?
Oh, yeah. I bet he's even listening.
He's probably listening. Okay. And you said his name is Harold?
Harold, yes.
Yes. Well, we'll give a shout out to Harold if he's listening in. I know that'll make his day. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he's doing well.
Well, you bet. Well, Dave, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, so it's time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and we'll come back to you and close out the show if that's all right.
Oh, great talking to you, Cyril.
All right. So, greetings from the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Today, we feature one of our countermen at the St. Joe Meat Market, Scott Shalock. Scott joined the staff at the St. Joe Meat Market about 6 years ago, having been a full-time chef for nearly all his life. With all of that experience, Scott has been making us some delicious entrees. There's chicken pot pie filling, Chicago-style meatballs, cowboy beans, some different flavors of soup, and his famous rubbed and smoked baby back ribs, just to mention some of the wonderful and tasty menu items that are now usually available and prepared for you by Scott at the St. Joe Meat Market. Scott loves to give cooking tips and advice to anyone who has questions about preparing and cooking meals. So come into the St. Joe Meat Market this week and try some of these new and exciting products for yourself and your families. They are awesome entrees to center your next meal around. As always, for more great in-store specials, call 320-363-4913, like us on Facebook, or look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Dave, for being our guest on the show. We do this every week. We put up a nice meat package at the St. Joe Meat Market. And along with Chasm, we get that to you and hope that you and your wife, Marlene, and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How is that?
Thanks, Joel.
All righty. You bet. How about family, Dave? You guys have a family, children?
Yes, I have 4 kids and 11 grandkids.
Okay, so things are booming over there at the Molitor house around the holidays then, I can imagine.
Oh yeah. Pretty good.
Any music in any of the kids or grandkids?
Yeah, I got a granddaughter, Liza. She's playing the ukulele, and my son, Alex, is playing a concertina as well.
Well, good.
And Elliot, he's doing the drums and, what did he play it? Saxophone.
Uh-huh. And
so there's some music there.
And that's encouraging because, you know, the better part of our lives are probably spent. We aren't going to be around forever. And you just don't see a lot of the youth picking up music anymore. And granted, there's not the opportunities to play like there was for us back in the days when we were growing up. But it's sure encouraging to see the youth have a musical instrument. I always thought it was a great pastime for us.
Oh, for sure. I enjoy it. I still do.
Yes.
Still
enjoy. You bet. Got to mention another common friend that we both have that has been instrumental in keeping both of us busy in music, and that's Ron Eichmeyer out of the Rockville, Minnesota area. Good friend to you as well, huh?
Oh, he's one of my best friends. I'd have to say that.
Yep. And Ron, a great musician in his own right, plays a lot of different instruments, and I know you've helped him out over the years with the band The Wildwoods, and previous to that, the Polka Six Pack, and probably Ray Dronnell Band, and the Harlanders, and some of those bands that Ron has worked with through the years. Any good experiences with all of that?
Oh, yeah. For sure. I've played off with all those guys.
Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Time.
You
Fun
bet.
Time.
You yeah. bet. So, I guess I never really got the opportunity to see you playing. Usually that's the way it is with musicians. We're kind of parallel. While you're playing at one location, we're playing at another location, and so you don't get to see one another that much through the years. But was Hickory probably the high point in your career when you were with those guys? You guys were doing some traveling and getting around, weren't you?
We did a little bit. We kept it in Minnesota, though.
Okay.
Yeah. They're both passed away already, those two.
Yeah. But, I mean, they were, in my opinion, they had quite a good reputation. I mean, you'd hear, was it Ron and the Country Girl, or what did they go by? Well, then Hickory after a while. But go ahead, Dave.
I don't remember the previous band that they were in, but they were in a few country bands before they made Hickory.
Okay.
And
while you were with Hickory, you were the drummer, you said. How many piece was that band?
4-piece.
4-piece.
They had another keyboard guitar player. They had numerous ones, but the one that comes to mind is Gary Burt. He was from Grand Rapids.
Okay. Yeah, and a band like that was kind of in high demand back in those years because I'm sure you guys played a variety of music, and I think Ron and was it Anita, they were both great singers too, huh?
Yeah, they did a real good job, yeah.
You bet. Knew all the current songs at the time and
could they did.
Entertain a crowd real well.
Yes, they did.
You
they
bet.
Been following.
You bet. Well, as you look back over your years, who were some of the bands that, when you weren't playing, who did you like to go out and see? Who did you like to follow?
Oh, geez, like I said, I was playing almost every weekend. So.
Okay, so not much opportunity to go out dancing or listening?
I can't think of any offhand.
Okay.
I was just busy playing. That's all I remember my weekends.
Okay. We used to get off once in a while, and I sure liked when the Jolly Lumberjacks came into the area. Fez Fritchie, I seen that band several times. Whoopi John, you know, those were big bands that came in, and if we weren't playing, I definitely went to one of those occasions.
I remember one time I got to sit in with the Six Bad Dutchman.
Did you really?
I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, man.
Hunter Coliseum.
At the
must have been in the early 70s.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You remember any of the musicians that were playing at that time? Did you get introduced to any of them?
No, just the bass horn player. What's his name again?
Harold Laufemacher?
Harold Laufemacher, right.
Yeah.
I remember getting invited out. I think I was playing with Jolly J at the time, but we got invited to his house. I remember sitting at the kitchen table, and he had a T-shirt on, and it was all stained from tomatoes. And he'd just grab a tomato and eat the whole thing like an apple.
Oh.
And do that big jolly laugh of his.
Yes. You know, he must have been a character. I never did get to meet him personally, but yeah, a great personality. And everybody that I talked to that ever had any encounter with him has a story to tell. He was just a jolly fellow. I remember seeing the Lawrence Welk show when he was invited up to play the clarinet polka on the tuba. And boy, I think that really got him on the map. He did a great job that time.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. That's pretty cool. He was definitely a different individual.
You bet. Well, as you were, playing the drums, was there a musician, a drummer, anybody that you looked up to, that you listened to, or that you kind of tried to pattern yourself after?
Well, I liked the way your dad, Junior, played, and yourself. I remember watching you both.
Okay.
I did pick up a few tips, I'm sure, from you both.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very
and Mike Wolf taught me quite a bit.
Yes, yeah, that's right. How about concertina playing? Who'd you look up to there?
Oh, geez. I like Harlan Panoff.
Yeah.
They really like style.
Yeah.
From Harlanders?
Yep, Harlanders, you bet.
Yeah, that was fun.
You bet. And they were a fun band. I got to work a few years with them, and they had two great trumpet players there, Brian Pearson and Bill Bach, and so young and full of life in those years. Mel Maris was kind of their regular drummer, but when Mel got a job with electronics, Team Electronics or whatever, back in those years, and he had to work nights and weekends, and so that's when I came on the scene. Of course, Ron was a bass horn player at that time, but earlier he had a cousin of mine, Carl Funnenstein, was a bass horn player with the Harlanders, and then, of course, Harlan was just, very, very fluent in those days, young, and so, yeah, they entertained the crowds really, really well, so, yeah, it was a fun group to be with, be a part of. Are you able to play by memory, or do you need sheet music in front of you too, like I do?
Oh, sheet music, or I'll remember quite a few tunes.
You do? Okay, very good, very good.
Yeah,
we did a couple of 4th of July parades over the years, and I always had music along, and almost inevitably there would be some kind of wind or gust that would come up, and off would fly the sheet, even with clothespins and rubber bands trying to hold it down. And boy, when the music was gone, the music would stop for me.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
That means one thing, sir. You got to play a little bit more and you'll remember.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, our time is running a little short, Dave. I usually ask everyone at this point of the show if they've got a memory that they'd like to share, good, bad, or otherwise. And just to give you a little example, I've heard of people, over our length of career, probably 40, 50 years, we've been stuck in snowstorms. There's been guys that come out to find the tires stole off their vehicle or off the trailer. There's been, just numerous, gotten awards or played in front of large crowds or large events. What do you have for us today, Dave?
Well, I was stuck in a snowstorm in 1975 for a couple days.
Oh, really?
And I remember one job, we got out, we loaded the truck and the van, and we all got in, and I looked in the mirror, and I could see 2 feet sticking out from behind my wheel, my truck, my van, and hear if a guy wasn't passed out under my truck.
Oh, my goodness.
We drag. Yeah, so we had to drag him out from under my truck before we could go. Good thing I didn't back up. He had a rude awakening.
Yes. Yeah, those are memories, boy, that's for sure. Well, very good. Well, Dave, we're going to let you back to things there down in Mission, Texas, and wish you well. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell every guest about this same time that if the good Lord is willing, you and I are both around, we'll probably do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That's great, Cyril. Keep it up.
All right.
Be happy.
Absolutely. That's what the polka music is all about. So with that, we're going to let you go. Have a great day, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Cyril. Nice talking to you.
All right, and I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment. And there he goes, Dave Molitor, our 410th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. I had asked Dave earlier, the music, he doesn't happen to have a recording at all. He's not on a recording, and so he said, play some Elmer Scheid music. So we're going to do that in just a couple of moments. Don't go away. Larry Rezavian is out of town checks, wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 410th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program. Dave Molitor, our guest from Mission, Texas, right now, where he's vacationing, and he'll be back up in the area in a couple of weeks. So, yeah, we'll catch up with Dave then again. But, yeah, wonderful interview with Dave there, and one of the really great local musicians from back in the days. Yeah, like I say, we both playing at the same time, didn't get to see a lot of each other, but playing and working, but just a great, great person. So, yeah, fun having Dave on the program. So with that, we are going to get into the music of Elmer Scheid. That is the one that when I asked Dave who he would like to have featured, he had said he'd really enjoy music by Elmer Scheid. And so that's what we're going to do right now. We'll feature Elmer Scheid music, and we're going to start things out with a nice old-time polka. And here we go with one called At the Mill Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Orchestra. Thank you. Elmer Scheid and his Hula Rai Orchestra, one called At the Mill Polka. 18 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we have a temperature reading currently of 36 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's a nice Landler. Elmer Scheid does one called the Landler Number 20. Scheid and his Hula Rai Orchestra with Landler Number 20. 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Another great polka tune with Elmer Scheid and his orchestra, one called the Grain Belt Polka. We'll be right back. Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Orchestra. Great polka tune there. One called the Grain Belt Polka. 23 past 12, and again 36, our temperature here in Albany. Waltz time with Elmer Scheid. One called the Westphalia Waltz. Elmer Scheid and his old-time orchestra, one called the Westphalia Waltz. Music continues with Elmer Scheid. It's the Three Yanks Polka. Good number coming your way once again, the Three Yanks Polka. We'll be right back. Elmer Scheid and his old-time Hulurai Orchestra, one called the Three Yanks Polka, one of my favorite polka tunes by Elmer Scheid. 28 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Well, you can't do an Elmer Scheid show without featuring Dear Comic, a great tuba player for many years with Elmer Scheid, and his rendition of the Elephant's Waltz. Doesn't get much better than that. Elmer Scheid and his old-time orchestra, the Hulurai Orchestra, with one called the Elephant's Waltz. We're at 12:30 here in central Minnesota. Again, 36 degrees and still sunshine here. Yes, definitely the lull before the storm. We've got the winter storm watch going into effect at 9 o'clock this evening. And so, yeah, right now, you would never believe it. You'd say, it's nice out. Music continues with Elmer Scheid and his orchestra, and this one called the Charming Katie Polka. Elmer Scheid and his old-time orchestra with one called the Charming Katie Polka. Yes, we're featuring music of Elmer Scheid today. Dave Molitor, our guest on our Musicians Come and Play program. And was never really part of a recording, so I didn't have music to play by Dave. So I asked him his choice of music to play after the interview, and he said, well, I've always liked the music of Elmerscheid, and boy, that's a good one to like. So, yeah, that's what we're doing today, music by Elmerscheid. Well, in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours, Jeannie Bonfig out of Freeport, Minnesota. Last message I got from Jeannie was, it's time to change up the copy. Don't talk about February tours, because looking at the calendar, February is pretty much over with. So Jeannie said, talk about the Lenten journey, April 3rd through the 8th. That is the Ark Encounter, one that I'm going to be on. And at this time of the printing, when she sent me this message, there were 8 seats left. So last call for the Ark Encounter. Call Jeannie B's Tours now for reservations, 320-345-1581. Also want to talk about the Spring Music Fest in Branson, Missouri, and that's going to be April 21st through the 26th. This is the 2022 Branson Kickoff Week. You'll see 6 great shows: the Presleys, Jubilee, Clay Cooper's Country Express, the Haygoods, Hits of the 60s and 50s, 2 and 2 Music Fest variety shows. And at these shows, you will see the best performers in Branson entertaining for 3 hours each afternoon. Awesome show lineup with great seats reserved for you by Jeannie B's Tour guests. This tour also includes deluxe motor coach transportation, experience guide, 10 meals, including Paula Deen's new restaurant, sightseeing of Branson's hidden treasures. And also included in the itinerary is shops of Old Downtown, Dick's Five and Dime, treats and door prizes, galore on the coach, and lots more. Also, 2 nights lodging in Kansas City, Missouri, 3 nights in Branson. Gather your group and call Jeannie B's Tours today. The phone number again, 320-345-1581. This is a great spring getaway to cure your winter blahs. Remember, seeing is believing. Also want to make mention of the March 30th show, Out Your Back Door. And this is a fun-filled mystery day full of surprises. So the tour includes transportation, guide, lunch, all admissions per the itinerary, prizes and treats. Call Jeannie B's Tours. Try a mystery tour. You might like being surprised all day long. Remember, seeing is believing. And one more. Don't want to miss Footloose at the Chanhassen Dinner Theater on March 23rd. Enjoy a delicious meal of your choice, followed by the foot-stomping high-energy matinee performance. Call today for tickets. That's Jeannie B's Tours, 320-345-1581. Jeannie, yes, up-and-coming, exciting tour company. Just jump on the bus, and she will entertain you to and from. Guaranteed. So, yeah, check it out. Jeannie B's Tours, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with Elmerscheid and his old-time orchestra, and here's one called the Hofbräuhaus Landler.
In München steht ein Hofbräuhaus, eine, zwei Saufer, da hat schon manchen Fäschchen aus, eine, zwei Saufer, da hat schon manchen braver Mann, ein, zwei Saufer. Die Zeit, was betragen kann, schon früher Morgen fährt. Und spät am Abend kommt hinaus, so schön ist dein Hof. Thank you. but da hat schon man Konfession aus. Ein, zwei, sauber. Da hat schon man kein braver Mann. Ein, zwei, sauber. Jetzt seid was vertragen kann. Schon früh am Morgen fährt er an. Und spät am Abend kommt hinaus. So schön ist mein Hohenhaus.
Great singing arrangement there by Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Orchestra. One called the Hofbräuhaus Ländler. More music by Elmer Scheid and his orchestra. Another great polka tune, one called the Nebraska Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Orchestra, the Nebraska Polka, 19 before 1. Again, 35 degrees. We lost a degree, so 35 right now. Music continues with Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Orchestra, one called At the Spring Waltz. Thank you. Great music there by Elmer Scheid, one called the At the Spring Waltz. Music continues, this one, Broke But Happy Polka. Elmer Scheid with the Broke But Happy Polka. Here's one that Elmer Scheid did, was a big hit for him, one called the Helenka Waltz. Thank you. Elmer Syed and his Holy Rye Orchestra. Very pretty tune there, one called the Helenka Waltz. 10 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 35 degrees here in central Minnesota. Here's one called the Hometown Holy Rye Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Holy Rye Orchestra, one called the Hometown Holy Rye Polka. Well, I guess we really haven't featured Elmer on the concertina yet, so we should do that. Here's one called the Faded Rose Waltz.
Thank you.
Elmer Scheid with the nice concertina solo there, one called the Faded Rose Waltz. Time for just a couple more selections. Here we go with the Redhead Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Dutchman, one called the Redhead Polka. Vintage Elmer Scheid there. Boy, that's some great Hulerei music. Well, we're coming up on 4 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And here's a classic Elmer Scheid tune. It could have been his theme song for a time. It's one called Bohemian Memories. Thank you. Elmer Scheid and his Hulerei Orchestra right there with Bohemian Memories, wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.